Good morning, my ladies and gents. It's your girl, Clarina Hoskins, also known as Clara J. And welcome to the morning inspiration piece of Chilling with Claire. I hope you all had a wonderful weekend, and I pray your Monday is off to a marvelous start. It is a little wet and dreary and foggy down here in Macon, Middle Georgia, and yeah, just because the weather looks one way, you can't let that, let's see, for lack of a better way to put it, you can't let that set the tone for your day. Don't let this dreary, I want to stay in the bed kind of weather make your day seem like it's going to be a wet and dreary one. Because, of course, you control your day. You command your day. So, you have to, you know, operate in that authority and change it into the day you would have it to be. So I want to talk to you all briefly and to encourage you all. And I just want to say that greater days are coming. And I repeat that, greater days are coming. So, of course, by this time, everyone has heard of COVID-19, the coronavirus, and that has impacted our lives in one way or another, whether if we're in an area where we're quarantined by government order, or your life has been limited or changed to the sense of your homeschooling, or you're working from home, or you're just doing things that's normally outside of your norm. And when you get out of your routine, when you get out of your usual hustle and bustle, it can be uncomfortable. It can be frustrating. Some parts of it may actually be a little more welcoming to you. But, of course, only you can decide whether or not that is the case for you and your household or not. But as we all go through life and each day is different from the last, you know, every day is not Sunday. Every day may not be exactly the best day of your life. Every day may not be a day where you had a lot of great things happen to you or for you. It could be a day where it seems like everything just fell apart. Everything bad that could happen did happen. You know, Murphy's Law. Everything horrible that could happen happens. So I just wanted to just encourage you all, better days are coming. Some of you may hit rock bottom in certain areas of your life, and the only direction that you can go is up. But I want you all to get in that mindset that greater days are on the horizon. Greater days are coming. You know, as long as you know that you're doing your best to live this life right, and you're making the best decision that you know how to live, and you're really going forward in that, you're accepting to wise counsel, you know, you pay attention to the signs, you're well aware of what's going on around you physically and spiritually as well, you know, look forward to greater days. Some days are truly a battle. You never know what the next person is dealing with in their mind, in their body, in their environment, in their home, in their families, in their finances, in their health. You just never know. But we have to stay positive. We have to stay hopeful. We have to stay prayed up. Because, of course, we don't know what the next day may bring. But hold on to the hope that greater days are on the way. Know that they are. Hold your head up high. I mean, some of us have dealt with quite a few things in 2020 thus far. You know, things that we didn't think we would have to deal with, but hey, life happens. It's here, it happened, or it's happening, and we have to deal with it. We have to face it head on and deal with it the best way we possibly can, you know, with the help of the Lord. But know that greater days are rising. You know, the thing is, storms come in our lives, but storms are not indefinite. Storms end. Storms end. Every earthquake, there was a stopping point. Every tornado, there was a stopping point. Every thunderstorm, there was a stopping point. Even when there was a flood, there was a stopping point to that rain. There is a stopping point to a storm. Remember that. Storms don't last forever. At some point, that storm will pass. Even if it's raining for days and days and days, because we have dealt with that in Macon recently, where we had so much rain to the point where Okmulgee River was just like so high. And it was affecting quite a few things, affecting construction and, you know, other things. But that rain stopped. So if you're dealing with a storm in your life right now, just know at some point that storm is going to come to an end, and you'll feel that relief, and you'll be able to breathe, and you'll be able to go forward. You'll be able to enjoy the sunshine again. You'll be able to go outside and play again. Kids, you know, now let me take that back. Some kids like to play in the rain. But when it's a true storm outside, you got a lot of rain, you got hail, you got thunder and lightning and everything. Of course, it's not safe to go outside and play because, you know, tree branches may be falling or you don't want to get struck by lightning or anything like that. But when the storm is over with and the sun comes back out and the skies are blue and you may see some pretty white clouds, or you may not see a cloud in the sky, but it looks beautiful and everything is dried up. You're not walking through mud or you're not jumping over puddles anymore, but the grass is green and you can hear the birds chirping again and you can see the smile of the other kids around you, other people around you, and you can go outside and play again. That was a wonderful feeling growing up as a child. The storm is over. I can go back outside and play. I can go out and get on my bike. I can go out and get on my skate. So I can go out and see my friends and play with them, because when you go through storms in life, you usually run for cover, because storms don't feel good. Storms are something that you typically don't run towards. You usually run away from a storm. Or, depending on how your household set up, you was told to sit still. Sit still and wait for that storm to pass you over. So I want to encourage you all, if you're dealing with a storm in your life right now, sit and wait for that storm to pass over. But as you're sitting, be thankful and praise God in advance for that storm passing over. Go ahead and write your visions and make it plain. Go ahead and put it into motion, that has been placed on your heart to do once this storm has passed in your life. Because God can take what seems like mess and turn it into something beautiful. He can turn it into a masterpiece, because chaos doesn't feel good. But sometimes when things are disrupted, other things can fall into place. So embrace the storm. Definitely don't get caught up in the storm, but accept the fact that the storm is there. But embrace the fact even more that the storm is passing through. The storm is not there to stay. Y'all got that? The storm is not there to stay. And sometimes when things are swept up and damaged in a storm, it's something that you didn't need to begin with. Sometimes storms will displace things, and sometimes it will displace people. But people may have to move because there was so much damage. Or things may have to be replaced because it was destroyed. So if you're in a storm right now and some things or some people are getting displaced or getting destroyed, and when I say destroyed about the people, I don't mean they're being killed. I mean they're just being moved out of the way for whatever reason. Think about that. Pray on it. Ask for clarity in the event that God is just moving some things and people out of your way for a reason. Or maybe those seasons are up for those particular people and things. But just know, you all, greater days are coming. That sun is going to shine again. That weather is going to be just right. You're going to be able to go out and look at the flowers and enjoy them again. You're going to be able to enjoy being out in the sun. You're going to be able to go out and enjoy a nice breeze without it being a gush of wind to knock you over. Life can definitely make you stumble. It can definitely make you stumble when you least expect it. But remember, you all, greater days are on the way. Hold on to that. trust God, believe him at his word, that the storms are not there to last forever. Because you got to remember, we serve a God that can control the winds. He can control the rains. He controls everything that goes on in our lives. And he knows what we are able to handle. And we are very well able to handle what comes our way, even if it doesn't feel like it. But just know that if he brought you to it, he will bring you through it. That's cliche, but it's very true. Because you don't realize how strong you are until you look back and you realize all you went through. Because if people were to know your true testimony, they would be like, oh my goodness, how did this man get through this? How did this woman get through this? They are better one than me because I wouldn't have dealt with it that way, or I wouldn't have been able to take it. Because truth be told, some people cannot handle what you dealt with in your life. Sadly, they can't. Some people would have gotten to a point where they had to get on some type of mental medication, or some people would have tried to kill themselves. But just know, you're equipped. You're going to make it. And better days are on the horizons. All right, you all. I love you all. I pray you all are safe during this coronavirus pandemic. Definitely reach out to me on Facebook, Clarina Hoskins. Also, if you would like some of your favorite spa products, definitely reach out to Claire J Bath and Body Products. And that's at www.etsy.com/shop/ Claire J Bath, the letter N, body. You can get your favorite faith-based apparel at Faith Walk Apparel. So that's www.teespring.com/stores/faith-walk. And also, if you're looking to purchase a home or sell a home or even get you some property in the Middle Georgia area, reach out to me. I am a licensed real estate agent, partnering with Gateway Realty Professionals, and you can reach out to me directly at 478-464-6084, or you can call our office at 478-200-7550, and that's www.gatewayrealty-pros.com. I love you all. Be great. Call in and let me know what's going on in your part of the world.